This morning's sermon is called Rejected by His Own, Part 2, from John chapter 6, verse 52 through 59, as we continue to go through the Gospel of John, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. As we continue to go through chapter 6, we see Jesus taking the people from their fleshly desires, the physical realm, and turning their attention to the spiritual realm, right? As I said before, Jesus is more concerned about our spiritual well-being rather than our physical being. He's way more interested in your soul, saving your soul for eternity, than your physical being. He still cares about our physical being, no doubt about it. He wants us to be healthy and happy. But he is so concerned about your spiritual well-being that your soul is in him, in Christ. Jesus said at the end of this chapter, he said, "It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak are spirit, and they are life." It's a spirit. The flesh profits nothing in the end, but our soul and our spirit is who we really are that goes on to live for eternity after this life. So just a quick recap before we go through our passage. In the beginning of this chapter, Jesus did an incredible miracle that we went through. He fed 5,000 men plus women and children, so it was probably more like 15,000 to 20,000 people that Jesus fed with five pieces of bread and two small fish, as we read. After Jesus fed this 15,000+ people, he went to Capernaum, as we read. It's about 8 miles from where he did this amazing miracle. And this great multitude of people followed him. Some went by boats, some walked around the lake, the Sea of Galilee, about 8 miles to follow him and stay with him. Not because they were interested in Jesus, though, as we read. Not because they had a curious heart for Jesus, like Nicodemus did back in chapter 3. He had a curious heart and came to Jesus. They followed Jesus because they got free food. They were getting healed. They were seeking after the benefits that come with Christ, but not Christ. This is who Jesus has been dealing with since we started this chapter. 15,000 to 20,000 unbelievers. They were attracted to the miracles, to the earthly benefits, but not him. They were false followers of Jesus Christ. They liked the works of Jesus, but not his words. They were not looking for mercy or forgiveness. They were certainly not looking for a Savior. They were just drawn by their fleshly desires. Feed us, heal us, help us, but do not save us. We weren't looking for a Savior. We were looking for a king, actually, as we read, who could deliver us from the Roman government. That's who we thought you were after we saw these miracles. Wild crowd, wrong heart. Jesus was telling them, "I have a great concern about your heart. Your heart is in the wrong place." He says, "You are only seeking after me for the benefits that come with me." Jesus was like, "I know what's in your heart, and it's not me." They were very excited about the miracles, as we've been reading, but Jesus wasn't very excited about them. As Jesus was preaching and teaching to this great multitude of unbelievers, the religious leaders now show up to Capernaum. The Pharisees, the scribes, the religious leaders, just to make matters even worse, they come to Capernaum where Jesus is preaching in a synagogue to 15, 20,000 people to stir up the crowd. But Jesus continued to preach and teach to them about eternal things, spiritual things. He used the analogy, as we read, of physical bread and spiritual bread. And he had been telling them, I am the bread of life who's come down from heaven, the spiritual bread that you need to have eternal life. Last Sunday, we left off on verse 51, which I want to share with you because it goes in with this passage. Last Sunday, we read verse 51. It said, Jesus said, I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh. He's speaking of his sacrifice on the cross, which I shall give for the life of the world. So let's pick up in our passage at verse 52 this morning. Let's go through the Word of God. Jesus continues this long conversation. This is just the second day. This is the next day after he fed them. So this is one long conversation that Jesus continues to have with them. So it's just continuing on here in verse 52. It says, the Jews, the religious leaders, therefore quarreled, means complained, among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Come on. The Mosaic law prohibited them to drink blood or eat flesh. So they were like, we're not allowed to do this, what he's asking us to do. Drink his blood and eat his flesh. Come on. This is against the law of Moses. What is he talking about? They could not get past the physical realm and understand that Jesus was talking to them spiritually. He's not as interested in your physical being as he is your spiritual being. And this is what he continued to preach and teach this crowd. But they failed to understand the spiritual truth behind Jesus' statements. These religious leaders, they came to Capernaum with one purpose in mind, and that was to try to turn people away from Jesus. Away from Jesus. These religious unbelievers were going around telling the crowd, hey, Jesus isn't who he says he is. They were working the crowds, this 15 plus thousand people. They were not moved by the signs that he did. They saw no need to be saved. They had no appetite for spiritual things. This religious establishment, they were in opposition to Jesus. Instead of having a curious heart for Jesus, as we'll find out as we go, they wanted to persecute him. They wanted to kill him for his words. This never, ever, ever kept Jesus from preaching and teaching to them the Word of God. I couldn't imagine if I had 15,000 unbelievers in front of me right now preaching to them, and I had a bunch of religious fakes stirring them up. Don't listen to a thing Sean says. Don't listen to them. Don't listen. Don't listen. This is what Jesus was dealing with. It goes to show you the patience and how merciful and gracious Jesus is. He was not going to let up. And some of the crowd were going to come to him at the end. But as we're going to read the next passage next time, most of them walked away from him. They said, Jesus, this is too deep for me. And they turned away. Even disciples, Christians calling themselves disciples, a follower of Jesus Christ, walked away from him. Incredible. Let's look at verse 53. Jesus continues. It says, verse 53, then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, you know what that means, right? We've seen this a lot. I want you to listen up. Jesus is saying, I want you to know this. And I want you to know you can count on it. Whenever Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, or truly, truly, some of the other translations, he says, listen up. unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Jesus is saying, I assure you, unless you believe in me as Savior and you believe in the power of my blood, which will be shed for you, because this was prior to him going to the cross, you have no life in you. Why? Because you have no life in yourself. Very powerful words from the Lord. Now, eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood is an illustration of faith in him. We're talking spiritual, not physical. It's of having faith in him, coming to him, believing in him, receiving him, trusting him, following after him. This is what it symbolizes. The eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood also symbolizes accepting Jesus' work on the cross, his sacrifice that he has given you and me. Now, for the Jews, the religious leaders, however, a crucified Messiah was an unthinkable thing. There's no way that our Messiah is going to go to the cross and be crucified. They couldn't understand it. Once again, in their spiritual blindness, they could not see the real truth behind Jesus' illustrations. Now, I want you to know this is so important for you to understand as Christians. Jesus is not referring to eating and drinking of his blood. He is not referring to communion. Okay? For two reasons. One, communion had not even been set up. It's not even been instituted at this time. This is a year prior to communion. So this is no reference to communion. Second, if it was a reference to communion, this passage would teach that if anyone who partakes in communion would have salvation, which is not true, right? According to the Word of God. Catholicism teaches this, that they take this scripture and they tie it to communion. It is false. Communion wasn't even established at this time. That is a false doctrine. And it's very important for you to know as a Christian that that type of preaching and teaching is blasphemy against God. Jesus had not gone to the cross at that time. It's a year out before that even got established. Let's take a look at verse 54. Jesus continued to preach and teach to 20,000 people, saying, he says it again, whoever eats my flesh or drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up from the dead at the last day. Same truth repeated over and over and over in the scripture. Jesus is saying, the one who eats of my flesh, listen, spiritually, and drinks of my blood, spiritually, believes in me, receives me, trusts in me, follows me. He said, he has eternal life in me. And then he says, Jesus says, we've been seeing this over and over in this chapter. And Jesus said, and I will raise him up on the last day. I will raise him up from the dead on the last day. That's Jesus' promise to every believer in Christ. I'm going to raise you up. You just wait and see. This is a promise to every believer in Christ. I'm going to raise you up from the dead. You watch. Amen? What a day that's going to be. I told you I was going to raise you up, and you're going to spend eternity with me. Wow. Can you imagine that day? The Bible says every one of us, everybody that's ever been born, is going to stand before Jesus Christ. He's either going to be their Savior or their judge, depending on your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's powerful. Powerful. Let's take a look at verse 55. Jesus continued, For my flesh is, listen, spiritual food, indeed. And my blood is spiritual drink, indeed. You know what Jesus is saying? I am what every soul needs to be satisfied in me. I am the answer to your satisfaction in your soul. I am what everybody needs to be satisfied spiritually. And anyone who eats of this living bread has eternal life. Amen. Jesus said back in verse 35, we went through this, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me, right, shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. Spiritually, being in Christ Jesus for his glory. Let's take a look at verse 56. Jesus went on to say, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood spiritually, look at this, abides in me, and I in him. We've seen this word before in the scriptures, abide. Jesus is saying, he who comes to me, he who believes in me, he who receives me, he who follows me, he who abides in me. You know what that means? He who remains with me. Not like these disciples that are going to walk from Jesus on the next passage. No. He abides in me. She abides in me. Means they remain with me forever. There's no walking away. Right? There's no walking away. Jesus isn't going to let you walk away. He told us last week, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and by no means will I cast them out. The Father's given them to me. They're mine. And those who the Father gives to the Son, oh, they will never walk away from Jesus till their last breath. They will never, ever walk away. He says, oh, no, they won't. They abide in me, and I in them. To consume Jesus spiritually, to make him a part of your life, right, to receive him, grant you eternal life in him. Grant you eternal life in him. He has to be a part of you, and you have to be a part of him. It goes both ways. We don't just hang around with Jesus on Sunday. He's our life. Right? I've told people before, don't be a Judas. Don't be a Judas Iscariot. You hang around with Jesus, but you belong to Satan. Don't be a Judas. Jesus is our life 7 days a week. Some of you I only see once a week, but it's up to you to continue your walk with Jesus. Read his word over and over and over and over and over. He'll speak to you. Just like he's speaking to us right now. He has to be a part of you. You of him. I am his. He is mine. Right? He lives in me. I live in him. He abides in me. I abide in him. I remain in him. He remains in me. He died for me. I live for him. Amen? That's being a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's a walk every day. He has to be a part of your everyday life. Let's take a look at verse 57. Jesus continued. He said, as the Father sent me. We've seen this before. We've been seeing this. He said, Jesus has been telling us. The Father sent me. I'm come down from heaven. The Father sent me. Why? Because it was the Father's will to send me to save you. And I live because of the Father. Here he says again, he who feeds on me spiritually will live. Why? Because of me, Jesus says. You will live because of me. Jesus was telling them and telling us in the scriptures, the Father has sent me, listen, the Father has sent me to you to save you. It was my Father's will for me to come down and die on the cross for you so you could be forgiven. I came to save you. And now I'm just telling you, come to me. Believe in me. Believe in my word. Believe in my works. follow after me. Trust in me. Place your faith and trust in me and me alone. Not your works. My works on the cross was enough. Just come. Right? We see this over and over in the scriptures. Jesus said, just come. Come and drink of the living water. Right? He told the lady at the well back in chapter 4, the Samaritan woman, I can give you living water. You drink this water from the well, you're going to thirst again. You're going to be back here tomorrow at noon getting some more water. Right? We read that? He says, no, but I give you living water, he says. You will never thirst again spiritually. Very powerful words from the Lord. He who feeds on me, he who hungers for me, he who thirsts for me, has eternal life in me. That's a promise to every believer in Christ. Jesus is saying, I promise you this. Stand on it. It's going to happen. Let's take a look at verse 54. Jesus said to them, this is the bread, speaking of himself, which came down from heaven, in case you didn't catch it the first time. Not as your fathers ate. Oh, you see this? He's going back to these guys. They started quoting scripture to him a couple passages ago. So Jesus says, yeah, let's talk about that. He says, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. And he's really giving it to them. He who eats this bread will live forever. He's saying, he who eats of me spiritually will live forever. Right? Jesus told him, he says, my Father in heaven, he fed your rebellious family. And they ate of this physical bread. And they died. They all ate of this and they died. And he also, he said, they never entered into the promised land. Like you won't enter into heaven without this living bread. He said, they never went into the promised land. We read about this in a Bible study. We've gone through all this. They wandered for 40 years complaining and not trusting in God. And he says, you're going to all die in the wilderness. But I'll still feed you, but you're going to die. Because you haven't trusted in me. He tells them, your fathers, your family, that rebellious generation that died in the wilderness, they ate of this bread that my Father provided, but they all died physically. He says, but I'm here to give you eternal life, spiritual bread, living bread. They died because they did not trust in God and his salvation. And you know the sad thing is, not only did they die physically, they died spiritually. It's one thing to die physically, no problem. We're all gonna, okay? It's another thing to die spiritually. That means eternal punishment to die spiritually. God said, I'm not the God of the dead. I'm the God of the living. They died physically and spiritually. Tragic to die spiritually. Jesus said, I've come down from heaven to give you eternal life, spiritual food that never perishes. He says, so you do not die like your rebellious family did before you. I've come down to tell you, I am the bread of life. Your family, they ate the manna. It was a temporary relief. But if you eat of me spiritually, if you come to me, you believe me, you receive me, you trust me, you follow me, your soul will be satisfied in me. Powerful words from the Lord. Jesus makes an analogy with these people so they would understand, but they were so blind spiritually. He gives them an illustration of physical bread. You eat that, you'll die. You're still going to die. You eat spiritual, the living bread. I am the bread of life. You'll live forever. And we're going to see in the next passage, they're like, this is too deep for me. I'm out of here. And they die. Physically and spiritually. Jesus is like, I can't explain this, guys, any more simpler. You eat a physical bread, you're going to die. You eat of me spiritually, you're going to live. You pick. Yes, we, you know, thing is, yes, we need to eat bread to survive physically. And I love bread. Just ask Michelle. I'm always sneaking extra bread into the carriage at the store. I go by the bakery. Michelle's like, I thought you were going to give up bread. No, maybe next week. I love bread. I'm sure you love bread. But listen, we got to have the bread of life, spiritual bread. That's what we really need. As much as we love that bakery bread, we need Jesus. We need Him. We need to place all our faith and trust in Him. If you haven't, you need to. Place all your faith and trust in the One who can give you life. Jesus told us over and over, He says, hey, I'm the bread of life. Come to me, and you will be spiritually nourished forever. Still eat that bakery bread if you want. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But you need me. That tastes good, great, but you need me. That's the difference. And this is what he was trying to tell these 15,000 plus unbelievers on the day after he fed them. Come to me and be saved. Return to me. Listen. Return to me daily so you will be spiritually nourished in me. I don't want to just see you guys on Sunday, the Lord's saying. You come to me daily and I will spiritually feed you with my word. Daily. Right? What did Jesus say? You guys know, I've quoted this many times. You probably know it. Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, you know the rest, right? He must deny himself. First of all, Jesus is saying, you got to deny your will and do my will if you're going to be my disciple. I'm all set with lukewarm Christians. I want a commitment. He says, count up the cost before you come to me. He says, okay, anyone desires to come after me must deny himself. Let's just put that right there. Deny your will and you're going to do my will now, right? And what does Jesus say right after that? And you're going to have to take up your cross daily and follow me. Daily. Jesus wants a relationship with you every day. When you wake up, start talking with the Lord. Throughout the day, talk with the Lord. You're driving down the road, talk with the Lord. You pull over on the side of the road or you get a coffee, start talking to the Lord. Before you go to bed, talk to the Lord. This is what He wants from you. He wants a real relationship. He wants a real relationship with you and I daily. All right, our last verse. We're still going to have communion. Let's just look at our final verse. It really just sums up. It's real easy. It explains itself. Verse 59. These things Jesus said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Jesus set up his headquarters, if you will, in Capernaum. There's a very large synagogue there. And he preached and taught there a lot. He spent a lot of time in Capernaum on the very top of the Sea of Galilee in that region near Bethsaida, that whole area, that whole, we read about that before, 8 miles ago. 8 miles away from this, but he was in Capernaum for a long time, preaching and teaching. And that ends this passage. Amen? All right, if you can, please stand. We're going to sing our communion hymn before we take communion. And that is,